Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 2nd Chapter, text number 17, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 20th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Toistani aghani puyante tapodan dana bhutadihi na adharmajam tadhridayam tadapi isangri sevaya. So yesterday we have explained that you are put into such position in this material world. That we have to commit sinful activities. This is our position. Even if I do not want to do it, just like a man accustomed to steal, he is dictated from within, don't steal. Otherwise, why he goes at night to steal? He knows that this is not good. He does not steal openly, secretly, without any knowledge, because he knows that what I am going to do is not good. That's a fact. Therefore, sometimes it is called black. So, he is forced to do it. It was questioned by Arjuna to Krishna, how one man is forced to commit sinful activities. So Krishna replied, kāmayesa krodhayesa rajaguna samudbhavam. There are three modes of material nature, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So those who are in tamagun and rajagun, they are forced to commit sinful activities. Forced. There is no alternative. Therefore, we have to come. Just like we go to school, college for education. What is the purpose? That we are ignorant, we are illiterate, uneducated. Therefore, we must go to school to learn, to become enlightened. Similarly, from the lower animal status, we are coming by evolution. And in the human form of life, especially in the civilized human form of life, the enlightenment is that one should come from this tamagun, rajagun to satagun. That is required. Therefore, the Brahminical culture is so much adored in India to make one from the lower status of life to the higher status of life. And that is very easily done simply by devotional service. That is stated here. Na adharmajam vidayam. Our heart is filled up with all dirty things, adharma. And this is very difficult to purify the heart. But it is possible. Tadabhi, even the hard-hearted, stone-hearted rajagun tamagun can be melted, can be reformed. How? Isangri sevaya. Isha means the Supreme Lord Krishna. Angri means the lotus feet. Sevaya. This is what. In the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, presenting man hipata vyapasritya jivishu papajani. Papajani punnajani means the according to the infection of the heart with different qualities of these material modes of nature. That is called papajani. One's heart is too much engrossed with tamagun, rajagun. They are lower grade, papajani. And gradually, one who is free from the tamagun, rajagun, even satagun. Of course, satagun is taking the platform of goodness, that is the only hope in this material world, that one has to come by endeavor to the satagun platform, then the heart disease comes. Ridharuva kama. It is a heart disease. Kama means lusty desire, simply to enjoy senses. This is called kama. Ridharuva kama. Apuhinati. So the Krishna consciousness movement means to cure the heart disease full with lusty desires. This is Krishna consciousness. And the perfection comes when annavilasita sunnam. No more any material desire. That is possible. Janglamdhya chapurang labhang mannati nadhikam tataha. If you get something, that something, janglamdhya chapurang labhang, you are fully satisfied that I don't want it. Samin kitathosmi varam na jachi. Dhruva Maharaj said, he went to the forest to undergo severe austerities so that he can see Narayan and beg some benefit to get a greater kingdom than his father. He was insulted by his stepmother, so the boy, son of a kshatriya, he determined that I shall have a better kingdom than my father. So he got it. By Krishna's grace, he got it, that Dhruvaloka, the pole star, the very big star. So he went for this purpose. Arthati, chaturvidha bhajanti maam, sukriti na arjuna. Arthati, artho arthati. So he was in search after money, Dhruva Maharaj. And therefore, at 5 years old, he went to the forest. His mother advised that Krishna can help you only, others cannot help. So he was a simple boy. He said, where is Krishna? No, my dear child, I know that he is found in the forest. So he went to the forest. And he, very severely, Narada Muni tried to persuade him, no, no, you are simply a small child. Why you are so much infected with the insult given by your stepmother? So he said, no, I don't want your advice. If you can, give me God, just talk of that. You don't talk of compromise. I am not going. This is determination. This is determination. So he actually, within 6 months, he saw Narayana. But when he saw Narayana, then his all material desires finished. He said, Shamin kitathosmi varang na jachi. I came to ask you for some benefit, material benefit. Now, by seeing you, I am so satisfied that I have no more any desire to ask for. This is the ultimate state. No more desire. We may begin with desire, but perfection is that when there is no more desire, that is the beginning of bhakti. annavilasita sunnam jnanakarmadanabhritam anukullena krishnanisilanam bhakti uttama. That is bhakti. Number of desire. So, yet, na adharmajam tadhridayam. Adharmajam. So long our heart is compact with material desires, we have to take birth after birth to fulfill that desire. It is automatic. So how to become desireless? Not desireless, but no material desire. There is desire to go back to home, back to earth. That is natural. That is natural. To become a devotee, to desire like that is wanted. We cannot stop our desires. But desires have to be purified. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. So this is the process of bhakti. Therefore, even one is infected with the lusty desires, kamalubha dayastaje, rajagun tamo. Rajagun and tamogun means lusty desires and greediness, kamalubha. So long we are influenced by the two material modes of nature, rajagun and tamogun, then we will be pushed for fulfilling our lusty desires and greediness. And that will help us to become implicated in sinful activities. The people are becoming implicated in sinful activities only for this kamalobha. He is never satisfied and his greediness increases. And we create sinful life. So there is this prescription in this shastra that if you are sinful, you do this prayaschitta atonement. Tapo dana vrtadivi. Tapo tapasya dana and observing some vratas, bhav, ritualistic ceremonies, recommended. But here the Vishnuduta says that actually by these processes, tapasya, dana, natajyam, karjam evata, Krishna also says, what is that part? I just forget. That tapasya, dana, vrata, just like one has taken sannyas. Sannyas means he has given up all these obligatory ceremonies. But Krishna says that even if you have taken sannyas, you cannot give up these processes. What is that? Tapasya, dana and vrata. It is pavanani manishina. Even if you have become manishi, very exalted, great saint, still you should continue this tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting some miserable condition. That is called tapasya. Just like they used to perform austerity in winter season to go deep into the water. When one tries to avoid water, tapasya means one goes, you have seen many persons, they are standing within the water and chanting that. This is tapasya. And in summer season, they ignite fire all around and sit down. So these things are not possible at the present moment in the Kali Yuga. But little tapasya required. Without tapasya, you cannot be purified. That little tapasya we have prescribed, that rise early in the morning at 3:30, but they are so downtrodden, they cannot do it. Let me sleep 5 minutes more. I'll enjoy. Such downturn. They were performing austerities, standing in the water in winter season, and we are recommending, please rise early in the morning at 3:30, be prepared for Mangalaratri. It is very difficult. Just see how much we are fallen. We cannot sacrifice, say, 15 minutes or 30 minutes sleep. We consider sleeping is very good enjoyment. I have seen in the Western countries, they want to sleep so much. That is enjoyment. Up to 12 o'clock, daytime. There are many Indians also who sleep up to 12 o'clock, then they prepare for going to the office. Big man, he goes to the office at 4 o'clock, when the office is going to be closed. That is their enjoyment. I have slept so much, that is my life. I have eaten so much, that is my enjoyment. I have enjoyed sex life so much, that is enjoyment. He does not, the rascal does not know that he is becoming implicated for the next birth. If you are too much sleeping, then you become owl. You know, the whole day they can sleep down. If you want to be naked all night, you become a tree, stand 5,000 years naked. If you want sex all night, become a hog or a monkey. Nature is prepared to give you facilities. So, purification means to stop this low-grade life. Low-grade life is there, otherwise where from they are coming? These cats and dogs and other lower animals, where from they are coming? Karmana-daivana-trina-jantar-deha-upapatti. We are creating the facility for the next body, karmana. Therefore it has to be purified. That is called tapo. Tapo dibbam putra kajina suddhe. This is my dear boy, Rishabdev instructed his children, my dear boy, just prepare yourself for tapasya. That is the whole Vedic civilization, tapasya. Tapo dibbam. Tapasya for realizing God. This is the only business of the human life. Therefore, Shastra says, tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida. Tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida. Na labhate jad bhramatāma parajadha. We are, by the impending of the material nature, prakite kriyamānāni gunai karmāni sarvasa, we are wandering throughout the whole universe in different types of bodies, in different planets. But we are not getting released. Therefore, our only business is to get released from this repetition of birth and death. Yajna, dana and tapasya. Krishna says, these things are not to be given up. That is human civilization. Yajna, dana, tapasya. Na tajyam, kajyamevatas. It must be done. So if you do not do that, then you are not a human being. We are losing the chance of becoming purified and again implicated in the cycle of birth and death. So these things can be very easily done, as it is said here. Tadopi isa angri sevaya. Simply by dedicating yourself at the lotus feet of Isha, the Supreme Controller. Isha means controller. Jagadisha. God's another name is Jagadisha. He is the controller of the whole universe. The Isangri Sevaya. That is the only way. So, that seva begins from tongue. Sevanmukhi hi jivhadu. you can begin Isho Seva by the tongue, service. Chanting Hare Krishna, that is also by tongue, and eating prasadam. Very easy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this easy program. So don't deviate from this. Chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam, make life simplified and be happy. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.